We're back in studio, second Outdoor Report of the Hour, with UP Wildlife Supervisor Terry Minzy from the Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for talking a little more deer hunting with us.
You bet.
So we talked about the general macro picture being down a little bit, about 5% across the UP. I would like to get into a little bit more of the better regions versus some of those regions like we talked about north of Newberry that were really rough this year. What areas did you see that maybe even surprised you a little bit?
I don't think any place surprised me, and I think everyone will recognize this. You go down to Escanaba, Menominee County, those areas, they're always good. And it's a relative thing, right? So you go down to one of their buck poles or their big buck nights, and I stand around and I listen to people talk, and oh, how was your opening day? And oh, it wasn't very good. I only saw 3 6-pointers and a small 8 on opening day. You know, and I'm sitting up here in Marquette County thinking, you know, damn, I wish I could right? have that bad of a day. You
North Berrigan County, they're saying that's all I saw all season.
Well, and for me and guys like you, the way we hunt, you might see one buck during the year, mm-hmm. and that's a good year, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all relative, but I think we stuck pretty much to the normal trends where down that south central part of the UP was good. Newberry and south was pretty good. But when you get up in the high snowfall zones, that's where you struggle a little bit, and that's what we would expect.
Did you hear negative feedback from those hunters as well?
The feedback that I heard was an understanding feedback, a disappointment, yeah. but not an anger.
Okay. Overall, I have to say, most people seemed like they were pleased with what they were seeing deer-wise on the landscape. Both does, spikes, forks, and older bucks that seemed to be the majority of what was shot.
Yeah, and again, there's not been a lot of animosity that I've personally witnessed in this deer season. I think it was a good year.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we already talked about CWD testing and how there has not been another deer discovered as of yet. Testing numbers are a little bit lower than what the DNR was hoping at this point. I want to switch over now to this proposed change for the opening of firearm deer season. And I'm just not sure I understand it. I don't understand, other than the idea that possibly hunters could capitalize on the rut a little bit more if it was earlier. Maybe you could talk about what the proposal is and then give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so the proposal is to open up the season earlier in November. And I believe that this guy's thoughts were that they've done away with baiting down in the Lower Peninsula, and so he felt if they gave them more time, people might be more successful in taking deer. Up here, you know, and I can't speak for the Lower Peninsula, but up here with our deer camp survey and all the other data we collect, what we know is that, in general, your average hunter hunts 5 days during the year. So I'm not sure that he would accomplish his objectives in the UP of expanding the season and getting more deer harvested, because I'm not sure that people have the time to put forth in that effort.
And I have to say, as someone who enjoyed bow hunting religiously for a couple dozen years, that would really put a damper on a lot of bow hunters' season, because that couple of weeks between Halloween and firearm deer season was always the most productive and incredibly fun as a bow hunter to get out there and see those bucks rutting before the masses showed up in their pumpkin suits.
Well, right, and that's something that he probably hasn't thought about. And remember, this guy was from down in the southeast corner of the state, so the hunting ethic and the hunting culture down there is different from what we have up here. So he may not have even recognized that difference there that you're talking about with bow hunters being out and getting in on that November 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th yeah. rut time. Firearm hunters, I'm sure, would like to get a little bit of that earlier activity, but it does create a number of other questions, a number of other issues that we'd have to address if something like this goes forward.
Terry, I really appreciate you coming in. Anything else you want to leave us with today?
No, I just, you know, thanks for having us, and as always, thanks for the good work you do in bringing the hunters and the DNR together. I think it's a wonderful effort on your part.
Well, we try to pass along the information the best we can, and I appreciate you coming in today, carving a little time out of your busy schedule. Terry Minzy, UP Wildlife Supervisor from the DNR, visiting again with us today on The Outdoor Show.